Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, well, welcome to a brand new Hotspur podcast. It is Monday, the 1st of March, 2021. I am Steve, and we have got Simon Dugan, my best mate. Let's keep going.
Come on, keep right, going. Keep going. Yeah, really good, Steve. Good, you?
Right, good. Right, Spurs, Burnley, 4-0, talk.
Well, it was good to see. Well, first of all, the lineup was what we wanted, wasn't it? I think lineup wise, we were happy with that.
Who was the biggest name you wanted to see on that team sheet?
Well, it was Gareth Bale was one, but I also wanted to see Toby Alderweireld. That was my
Toby Alderweireld. Yeah. He was at the three who people were calling for: Ali, Bale, and Toby.
Yeah,
but, you know, the least was Toby, but I'm telling you right now. He is the one. And, you know, people sort of say, if this, if that. I'm going to give you a big if. If Toby gets picked to get for West Ham, we don't lose that game. Yeah. Because he's brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he's been left out. I understand, like, the whole, yeah, he's getting on a bit and he can't play two games. But for goodness sake, pick him for these games, surely.
But do you know what he does more than anything? He makes Sanchez better.
Yeah.
So when you've got a good centre back, you make the other centre back better. And I thought Sanchez, we'll go through it a bit more, but I thought that was the best game I've seen Sanchez play for months.
He was fantastic.
But position wise, he looks better. Yeah, look, he's not good on the floor, but position wise,
he looked really good. He looked
a
completely different player.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looked completely, he had confidence, he was dominant.
Yeah.
He was brilliant, but again, with Dyer, he looked shaky, as we've seen. So it's a real odd one.
But he also looks better with Serge Aurier, who's not the best right back, but is a better right back than Doherty. So he obviously he's better with Serge Aurier to the right, and he's better with Toby to the left.
I'll tell you
and
what,
he's
though,
Serge Reguilon. So that's the best back four.
And also, I can't believe he's only still 24, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, you know, we're he's had a tough 18 months, shall we say?
Yeah.
When he hasn't been as good as he was in his first 18. What's he been with us? 3 years, something like that. So the first 18 months he was brilliant. He played a load of games with Vertonghen, didn't he? When he first came in,
yeah.
Because Alderweireld was injured, and then I think he played. Didn't Vertonghen get injured? So he was with Toby for ages.
There was a and season when he was brilliant. When he was brilliant, wasn't he?
Yeah, and that's when he was. I think Alderweireld was the first one to be injured for a long time. Anyway, fantastic. And then obviously didn't play because we had Jan and Toby, and he would play sort of, you know, when he's needed. And then, as we established last week when we chatted, Mourinho came in and told him he was rubbish. Because he said, "Oh, you're that guy who used to play for Ajax, and when I won the Europa Cup, I told my players to target you because you're a load of rubbish."
Yeah.
And lo and behold, you know, he lost all his confidence. And funny that. But he got it back, didn't he? Yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah. But I think look. I think first of all, we played potentially our strongest team. And Burnley are not a great team. So let's not overdo it. However, we won 4-0. We got a clean sheet. And, you know, the players we wanted to play played. So that's probably our best team, isn't it? On paper, that starting 11.
It is. And do you know what it is? It's things like Bale playing instead of Lamella.
Yeah.
Where Lamella really, in the last few weeks, has played really, really well.
Yeah.
But a good Lamella only plays well. Lamela doesn't score goals.
No.
He doesn't get two goals. He doesn't create an amazing chance. He'll do a couple of really skillful things, and you might think, do you know what? He didn't half put himself about. He didn't half run about a lot, this guy.
Yeah.
Really, really impressive with his work rate. But he doesn't do any more than that. No. So
he's always a nearly man. He nearly scores. Yeah. Or he nearly does an assist. But do you know what? He's very good for the last 20 minutes, isn't he? He's good for 20 minutes.
I just think he's a good player, and that's it. But we're not, you know, he's like a Lanzini at West Ham, who, you know, he's a good player. But however, Lanzini has scored an amazing goal to draw 3-3. Lamella's never done anything like that, has he? Yeah. Has Lamella ever popped up with a goal against Arsenal or Man United? I know you got the third one in the 3-0 win a few years ago, but, you know, a Lamella moment. And he's been with us for 8 years. I mean, you know, good player, but get Bale playing.
But what I also noticed yesterday was, when they talked a lot about this whole hoofing up to the top two, we've now got a top four. We've now got four up front, haven't we? We've got the six at the back, or the seven. Yeah. Then you've got four now. So you've got Son, Kane, Bale, and Lucas Moura. So we attack as a four, don't we, rather than a two. So we're not as much.
I'll tell you what, I really saw Ndombele sit back, didn't you?
Don't you think that was the only downside? His best game, was it?
I would say it's a downside, but also... it's good that he's got that discipline.
And
I want him to play that role, because if you've got Holbier is going to sit back, right? So he's the fifth defender.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you've got Ndombele linking the play, but also with that discipline to know that he has to sit in. I think Ndombele played brilliant for three or four games. We all hyped him up.
Yeah.
And in the last five or six games, he hasn't played well.
No.
Believing his own hype, maybe, I don't know. Not really doing anything. But I'll tell you what he did do in this game. A couple of times he got the ball and he played like a pass that was like Dembele-esque.
Yeah.
Almost like a no-look sideways pass that I was like, he's going to play it to the left here. And he didn't. He cut inside and played it to the right. And it's like, what a great ball that was.
Yeah.
And it's like watching, when you used to watch Dembele, it didn't go anywhere, but it's that moment of, oh, that's brilliant, that is. What, you know, because goals are scored, it takes 2 seconds to score a goal, famously. But the rest of the match, you're watching, you want to watch what players do. And... Ndombele is that player, isn't he?
But he also drops his shoulder, right? He drops his shoulder, he beats a man, and when he passes it, you watch his ball speed. I mean, he hits a pass. He hits a pass with ball speed, which is what you want.
I've been saying that for years.
That's what
Roy Keane always said. Roy Keane always said, I will pass to you, and I'm going to hit it, and it's up to you to control it. And I've been saying that for years, and I say that to the kids' teams.
I say to them,
when you pass the ball, be firm with your passes. And and so often, you see professional footballers not doing that, where it's like, no, fizz it into them. They can control it. They're professional footballers.
But another thing, Robbo, what yesterday highlighted is, it highlighted even more just how bad the likes of Winks, Sissoko, Ben Davis, Doherty, how bad they are compared to the top level players. That, you know, there's a gap between Serge and, you know, the two fullbacks, and Ben Davis and Doherty, and there's a big gap between Winks and Sissoko versus Ndombele and Højbjerg, isn't there? There's a big gap between them, and you can see that. There's a gap between whether you play Stevie Bergwijn or Lucas Moura or Gareth Bale or Lamella. There's kind of two teams now. You know, that's how bad it is. And Doherty, when he come on, he looked terrible when he come on, didn't he?
Well, it's a funny one, because he is someone that I championed.
Me too. And someone that I champion him.
You know, I thought great. And sorry, I know you said it last week and I didn't pick you up on it. You know, right. He's a right wing back. He's not a right back. Shut up. Like, what's the difference?
Okay. There is a big difference.
About 10 yards.
No, there is a difference. Okay, I'll give an example. Chelsea, Alonso and Ben Chilwell. Alonso cannot play left back, but he's a very good left attacking fullback in a five. Chilwell's not as good, but he's a better defending left back. Wan-Bissaka, brilliant defending right back. Trent Alexander, not a very good at defending right back, but very good going forward. So there is a difference. But I know what you mean. Louis said to me, he said to me, Dad, I'm not buying the difference between that. He's a professional footballer. He should be able to kick a ball and cross a ball, regardless of where he's playing. So Louis's on your side.
I've got no sympathy for a player that says, well, actually, I'm a right wing back, not a right back.
Yeah.
Don't give me that. All right, you're better going forward than defender. Well, would then be a winger then?
Yeah.
If you're better going forward, you know, then anyway.
So are we saying that is our best team? If everyone's fit, that's our best team.
At the moment, I mean,
the Celso.
Exactly. You've got the Chelsea coming back. Where would he fit in? Mora role, if you're going to play.
Because I like Mora, because if you play Mora, you get pace. The problem with Mora is he does lose the ball and he does try and take one too many player on.
Yeah. But
gives you pace. He injects pace.
He's going to lose the ball if he's going to take people on, though. So you've got to. You can't just have a player that's going to want to take people on and always going to beat them. So you're going to have to take the tackles with the going round them. I love the touch when he smashed it against the goalkeeper. But that little clever touch he did was brilliant, wasn't it? Before he scored.
Yeah. And I'll tell you just one other thing that was quite funny. Louis said to me, I know I keep referring to Louis, but he always talks Spurs. He said to me,
Louis is Doogie's son, by the way.
This is brilliant for Nick Pope. When this is Nick Pope's audition. I love Nick Pope. It'll be great to see how good Nick Pope is. And he let four in. I still like Nick Pope, though. I think Nick Pope.
The headstand thing he did.
Yeah. But look.
I like Henderson. If we're talking goalies.
Yeah. But we won't goalies yet. I think Henderson's the one.
Henderson was brilliant last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's absolutely brilliant. But look, let's look at it. So 4-0, 3-0, you know. The other thing that I find really interesting, and it's this whole, the whole persona, how Mourinho is. Like, in the week, he apologised to Dyer. He apologised to somebody. Like, it's like his personality's changed, isn't it? He's just on the PR.
But we don't like it, do we? We want him to be mean and horrible.
No, but he's getting even worse at it now, isn't he? He's getting too nice with everyone and he's apologising to the players.
Oh, that wasn't sarcasm.
I know it wasn't. I know. No,
we want him to be horrible and mean. We want him to be, I mean...
But do you think he's looked at the group of players and thought, sorry, I can't be horrible and mean. You know, these boys don't react to me being horrible and mean. It doesn't work. I need to be different. Like, you need to put your arm around Dele Alli. You need to put your arm around Gareth Bale. You don't need to be mean to them because it doesn't work with that. They're not players. They don't react like that. He's definitely different, Mourinho, isn't he?
Someone said something brilliant on another podcast. I can't remember what it was. It's one of the ones I listened to. Maybe the VAR side, but it was that managers like Mourinho are brilliant managers for brilliant players.
Yes.
So you could tell that very first game we played against West Ham that Harry Kane, you could tell by the look of his face, thinking, he loved Poch and everything, but this guy has, and you saw it in the documentary as well, this guy has told me that he thinks I'm one of the world's best strikers and he's going to take me to the next level. So that's what he does.
Yeah.
He can say that. But can he say to a Harry Winks, no. Do you know what? You in your locker, and I've seen it, you can tackle.
Yeah.
You can get stuck in. You've clearly got a pass. What I want you to do now is watch Frank Lampard DVDs and see how many times he has shots in a match. See how he demands the ball. Does he say that? Or does he go, actually, I'm going to talk to Holbier because he's better than you. So, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
He's all mind games. And look what he said about Gareth Bale yesterday. He said, well, look, you know, a fit Gareth Bale, which we've now got, gets into any team in the world. Any manager in the world would pick Gareth. Like, that's how he gets. He doesn't have to say that about Harry Kane, because Harry Kane will always play well. But he has to say that about Gareth Bale. And then hopefully he'll do the same with Dele Alli. Dele Alli was okay yesterday, but he has to tell the press how good they are, because that makes better.
But what I mean, though, Harry Kane looks at Jose and goes, well, look, you know, I'm not going to get better than this. I'm a brilliant striker. He's the best manager of our generation. It doesn't get better than this.
Yeah.
And everything that Jose's saying to Harry Kane, he's going, yeah, agree. Whereas someone like Harry Winks or somebody, yeah. I mean, even Sissoko maybe, yeah.
Doherty,
like we said, Sanchez, you know, Jose doesn't say to them, right, I've watched your game and what you need to do is this.
Yes.
I don't, because I don't think he can manage those players. I just think he says, well, you're not actually very good, are you? So he can't really motivate them.
No.
Whereas he can say to Holbier, he says, listen, you get around that pitch brilliantly. Keep doing that. And Holbier goes, great, I will then. But Steve,
he's not a coach. We know this. He doesn't coach players. He doesn't coach players like Poch does and makes them better. He just tactically gets the best out of a team. So if someone's world class, Son, Kane, Bale, he doesn't coach them to make them better. He tells them how to win the games, what to do. So he's always going to love those players. I just thought it was. Look, yes, Burnley weren't great, but you still got to beat them. And actually, you know, they've had some. They haven't lost in four. They beat Liverpool. You know, so.
It's a good result, isn't it? Forget the opposition. It's all about us.
We do need to a little bit, but I think we've, you know, I looked at the fixtures. We've got Fulham, we've got Palace, we've got Arsenal, we've got Leicester, who are losing a load of players. Actually, not Leicester's at the end. Haven't we?
Right.
We've got some good.
Unfortunately, Leicester is at the end because I would play Leicester now in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because they are going down fast. Look, what about these games coming up then? So. In terms of Fulham on Thursday, a lot of people are saying, you know, how we're going to rotate, what we're going to do with regards to... First of all, can I say that we play our B team against the Croatian team, Zagreb.
Do you think?
Right, so, absolutely. First leg.
Because we're away, we're at home first leg, aren't we?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. First leg,
yeah.
With Arsenal at the weekend, when you know that Arsenal are going to play a lot of their big players. Who have Arsenal got in the Europa?
Olympiakos.
Olympiakos, who knocked them out last year, okay?
Yeah.
They are going to play all of their big guns, okay?
Arsenal will. Yeah.
We have got to play Vinicius. If Dele Alli's not still in the starting 11, Lamellas. We've got to play a bit. Let's go backwards. So number one.
Wait there. Fulham.
No, that's what I'm doing. No, I'm going backwards. Right.
Okay.
So Arsenal, our best team. Right.
Which was yesterday's team.
Right. Our best team.
Yeah.
Go back from there. Zagreb, I'm saying play our B team. Crystal Palace, okay, we'll come to that in a minute. But Fulham, I say we play our best team. And the reason is because we bought a lot of players off, didn't we? We bought Bale off
so that he
would be all right. We bought Moura off.
Yeah.
But also, I just think that Fulham and then Crystal Palace, they've got games as well.
Yeah.
So they're both playing midweek.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're both playing. Fulham have got us and then Liverpool.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they both played each other on Sunday, same day as us. So those.
But it's
those
momentum.
Two teams.
It's also about momentum.
Yeah.
And also.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if we're thinking, we need to think about our players and their physicality and everything. Well, Fulham are going to play the players that they played.
Yeah.
So in terms of physicality and fitness, then there shouldn't be a problem there.
Yeah, but there's not a problem because it's Thursday and Sunday. It's not Thursday and Saturday. So it's Thursday and Sunday. We're playing an early game and a late game. But also, look, the two fullbacks are fresh. They haven't played a lot of football, have they? Serge Aurier and Reguilon. So they're fresh.
They've got to play both games.
Yeah, of course they played both games. And I think you look at the Europa game. If it was a quarter final or semi, you wouldn't. But it's not. It's the last 16.
But
and
I would say
you're
even,
right. You're right. You rest. Arsenal's a big game.
Of course it is. But I would say even keep that back four now. Just keep that back four. Yeah. If we get injuries, then there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah. But if we go into that Fulham game and Dyer's back in the middle, then I'm looking at it going, hang on, what are we saying here? Because Dyer, I mean, I still don't think he's a centre back. I still think he's young enough to focus on being a central CDM. And even he could push on from there.
But you can't play Dyer and Toby because they're too slow. Like, you have to have pace in there. So one of them will always be rested. And Toby Alderweireld is your main defender. Toby Alderweireld gets in every team in the league.
I have heard that Dyer isn't slow. I've heard that Dyer isn't a slow. I've heard that he can keep up with it. Well, that's what I've heard. They've said that he's quite quick. I don't think he necessarily gets caught out through his pace. I think Dyer just...
It's not his pace, it's where his position is on the forward or where he's like a step behind.
He's a clumsy defender.
Yeah.
Which is why I'd have him as CDM out of the box. So if he's making clumsy or some would say tactical fouls, they can do it outside the box as a CDM rather than,
you know, Mourinho wanted to buy him, didn't he, as a CDM when he was at Spurs?
And by the
Mourinho
way...
Mourinho wanted to buy him as a CDM.
Yeah, and on Sunday, I said, bring Dyer on now for Holbier because I don't want to see Sissoko play again. Yeah. You know, Sissoko, for me, I think he is finished. I would bring on Dyer for Holbier.
Yeah,
and, you know, with the pretense that, you know, that's where I see you. You know, Holbier is playing great, but he can't play every game. But I think Dyer in that role is far better than Sissoko in that role.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
let's fast forward again to the Zagreb game. Dyer and Winks instead of Sissoko and Winks.
But he won't play Dyer in there. He won't play him in there. He won't. You know he won't because he's...
I know he won't.
But I know what you mean.
People don't have the vision that I have.
Exactly. You know, you're a master for the Zagreb. But what has also happened to Stevie Bergwijn, who I've never massively rated.
No.
I think he's now European. He wasn't even on the bench yesterday, was he?
Oh, that's what I mean. When you write down your great... If you're anything like me, when you're in bed and you're trying to get to sleep, you do your best 11, right?
My best team.
Right. When you're in your own personal space, whatever you're doing, and you do your best team, then Bergwijn doesn't make the subs. When everybody's fit, when everybody's... And you sort of go, right, well, Dyer from 2017, Sanchez when we first bought him. You know, you go like, best player on top form, FA Cup final tomorrow. What's your team? And Bergwijn barely even sits in the stands.
Good for Europa.
You tell Bergwijn, you know, you might as well go on Dutch TV because you're definitely not in this game. You know, and a nice guy, and you know, not a bad little player, but we've got better players.
But what about? But why do you think? Look, it can't just be Bale's back and Delhi's, you know, why did we lose all those games? Is it because of bad management? Is it because look, you read a lot about the players and you get the impression that they're quite behind Mourinho. I watched a Joe Hart thing the other day and he loved Mourinho and Harry Kane was like the gaffer this. I get the impression they're quite behind him, aren't they? A lot of the players.
I think the baffling one is the Brighton one. It was a baffling performance, and the comments afterwards, they were sad. Just completely odd. Yes, Harry Kane wasn't in the side, but we know that if we've still got Heung-min Son, we can still do stuff. Man City, forget it. Everyone's losing to Man City. Even Liverpool, you know, Liverpool, if they're on their game, they're still a great side.
Yeah.
Even though they've lost a lot of games, they're still a good side. Okay. But what was the other one? It's 1-0. It's where we've gone 1 up.
Yeah.
And lost it because, what was it, 4 games, wasn't it? Yeah. Where we went 1-0 up, Alice. Sat back, and even not just those 4 games, but also the cup games as well. Stoke 1-0 up, sat back. Yeah. Brentford. So there was a lot of games where we went 1-0 up and sat back. But the thing is with that all stems back to the West Ham game, where I reckon they had probably an hour meeting or whatever about how this must never happen again.
Yeah.
Do you not also think
there's a big divide between a quality player and an average player? And when you get your quality players back, i.e. the left back, Bale, Son, Kane, there's a massive difference.
Definitely.
So he's happy to attack because he's got his best team. But when we're playing, you know, Man City at home, and everyone's like, well, you've got 10% possession and you're defending for your lives. Well, we had to, because he had no other option. He had Sissoko in the middle. He had, you know, he just didn't have the right players. So basically, he's now got his best 11. And yesterday, it played how his best 11 should play. So really, we should be like that against Fulham on the front foot. We should be like that against Palace on the front foot. And against Arsenal. I know Arsenal beat Leicester, but Arsenal have got one good player, which is Partey. You know, you take Partey out of there and they're a shambles. But he's good, Thomas Partey. Really good.
Well, I'll tell you why Arsenal won at the weekend. Because Leicester were terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a difference.
But we've only got to go on a run of 2 or 3 games. And we're a couple of points off fourth. So it's just a little bit, it's a bit up and down at the moment, isn't it? But I think now he's got the full team fit and back. Again, Lo Celso, when Dele or Lucas is struggling, he hasn't got to bring on Winks or Sissoko. He can chuck on Lo Celso, which makes a massive difference, doesn't it? Makes a huge difference.
Well, a lot of people are saying they haven't seen Lo Celso do anything yet.
I don't know.
You know, I think we've got a plan there. I do think there's a plan there.
Yeah.
But again, we can't do what we did with Lamella in terms of these injuries.
No.
Because these injuries, I'm sorry, look after your body better or have better luck. But we can't be doing with.
Yeah, but you know, he's been injured for a while.
The thing is, with Harry Kane, right? We accept that he gets injured, and he'll probably, do you know what, we're playing twice a week now for the next until the end of the season, right?
Exactly.
But Harry Kane will get another injury, but when Harry Kane plays, he scores, or he creates, and he's just a brilliant player on that pitch.
Yeah.
Lamella, over the last 8 years, when he gets injured, it's like, okay, we don't really miss him.
He improves our bench, doesn't he?
The same with Lo Celso. We haven't really missed Lo Celso. It's not like, if only we had Lo Celso playing, then we'd have got this and that. Not really. Not from what we've seen so far.
I don't know. I think he's better than what you think. I think those 7 or 8 games last lockdown, at the end of last season, he was fantastic, and then he got the injury. Then he didn't treat it properly. I think he's a step above the Lamellas and the Bergwijns. But you're
so
right.
So does he come in for? So in our best team, then
does he come in number 10?
Let's do our best team right then. So Lloris in goal, Aurier, Toby, and Sanchez. Are we going for?
Got to. You've got to go Sanchez.
Okay. And then
Serge
with and Reggie.
Yeah.
And then with Holbier and Ndombele.
Yeah.
And then obviously Kane's son and Bale.
Yeah.
And then we go to Lo Celso. So
there's one place up for grabs, which is Lo Celso, between Lo Celso, Dele and Lucas Moura. They're playing for that role. Or you can't. Lo Celso has played deeper. You could play Lo Celso deeper, play him alongside Højbjerg, and you could play Ndombele as a 10. But I think they're the ones, aren't you? And if any of them are struggling, you bring them on. So that's probably your strongest 13, because you would include Dele and Lucas Moura and Lo Celso. So that's your strongest 13 as a squad. And then the rest, they're all hit and miss, aren't they? They're all hit and miss after that. Ben Davies, Matt Doherty, Winks, Sissoko, Stevie Bergwijn, they're all par average players who wouldn't even rip up trees if they went to a Fulham or a West Brom or St. Kells, would they? So that's the issue, you know. So, but I'd like to think they're all fit. They're all fit. Other teams are struggling with injuries, and so I think it's good. Do you like Mourinho?
Yeah, of course I do. When Poch left, I was like, oh. Well, the thing is, because I kind of had got the inkling that, not from Twitter, from actual people that work at the club, I'd got an inkling that things weren't right, which was a real shame, you know. It's like we were going so well and everything was so brilliant. And then we got into the Champions League final, but all the while we got to the Champions League final, we were losing league games, but we still got top four. Don't forget, we still got top four. I know it was because of other teams not winning and blah blah, but we still got it. So things weren't quite right. Kane got injured again, but we got there, and then we went to Madrid and had the best weekend ever, apart from the blimmin' game where you go 1-0 down after 17 seconds. I wouldn't have minded if it was 17 minutes. Because we'd have been singing, it would be great for, you know, that first 17 minutes, it would have been the greatest ever. But unfortunately, 17 seconds, so you're 1-0 down, and already you're going, oh, God. So it was a toxic atmosphere from then on, and it was a rotten game. But then you come back, and Poch is saying weird things, and it was all weird, wasn't it? And then you're thinking, okay. And then he went, and then Jose came in, I thought, brilliant. This is the man. This is, and then I think two or three games were like, hang on a minute, we keep winning 4-2 and 2-1s, and these are really open games. And then all of a sudden we were winning games 1-0s, and it was dreadful football, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's all I think we've seen every single kind of game. We've seen brilliant 5-4s. We've seen terrible 1-0s, winning and losing. It's been absolutely all over the place.
But it's
I wouldn't be surprised if we play Fulham and we don't turn up. And it's and quite apart from this 4-0, if we go to Fulham and we lose 1-0 in the most dreadful, or it's like the Bournemouth 0-0 last season, which was one of the worst games I've ever seen. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens against Fulham.
But other teams, I don't listen to all these other podcasts, but if you're an Arsenal fan, apart from Man City, every other team must be going, well, what are we doing? We turn up one week, we don't turn up the next. Chelsea don't turn up against the big teams. You know, Man United don't turn up against the big teams. You know, Liverpool have had a terrible season. You know, no one's at West Ham having a good season, but you're right. No one's putting three or four games together, are they? But we're now, we've got everyone fit. Everyone's playing for a place in the cup final, which is, I know, it's 6 weeks away, but there's still that element. We've still got Europa. So, we've got to be positive. Surely we've got to be really positive, haven't we?
Lloris
looks better when he's got a better back four.
Yeah. Lloris is at the least of our problems.
Yeah,
goalkeepers make mistakes. Goalkeepers let goals in, you know. And defenders make mistakes.
Yeah,
I mean that we've absolutely torn our defence a new one in the last three or four weeks, saying it's mistake after mistake after mistake. No one's no one's scored an own goal, which shouldn't have been an own goal. No one's passed it directly
No. Look at the Liverpool game, and then look at Rodon, and look at the game after with Dyer. There's been a few, and then look at Sanchez against Man City. There's been some real howlers, that comes down to communication and
yeah, but not. I mean, the guy Gundogan's clean through. He's got Sanchez to beat. He kind of can't step up, and he loses his way. And it's not like I don't know. It's not dreadful. It's not poor,
but
do you
not?
You see these things.
Yeah, but I think also you've got to remember, we're all watching, because every game's on telly, we're all becoming experts. So we're all watching every game, aren't we now?
He should pick up him. I can't believe he's let him go. Yeah, yeah. Oh, one of them needs to take...
becoming experts. But I think I would rather be in our place with a fit squad in two cup competitions still, 6 points off top four. The
thing
it's a good place.
Just one more thing on our defending, okay? Do you know when sort of you play against a side back in the day, like a Titus Bramble, and you'd go, he's rubbish.
Yeah.
Because you see, like, week after week after week, like, these terrible things. We haven't got defenders like that. They're not that great. But
they're not that bad. Look.
But it's terrible defending because he didn't pick up that player who scored. Well, these things happen.
Okay.
Players don't pick up a player here and there. Okay. And, you know.
So look, let me ask you this, and this is what I think will happen. I think Mourinho will stay next season. That's my gut feel. I just think he will.
Do you want him to?
Because I think it's not that I don't want him to. I'm not going to base it on one game, because before that we were cursing him. But I just think if you gave Mourinho a new goal...
I want him to.
Wait there. If you gave Mourinho a new goalie, okay, and two new centre-halves, given what we've got at the moment, you would want that side under Mourinho, wouldn't you?
Well, I wouldn't want a new goalie.
What?
I don't want a new goalie. I think Lloris is good enough.
Oh, come on. I'm talking, come on. If you went out and bought Henderson in goal, okay.
Henderson, I like Henderson. Good goalie. But you don't go for Henderson. Is he English, Henderson?
Yes, you go for Henderson.
Is he going to the World Cup?
He'll be in the squad. Okay,
He's not in the squad, is he, though?
And then it's Pickford, Pope, and
I don't even think Henderson. So you're going for the fourth or fifth choice England goalkeeper.
Yeah, 100%.
Over the guy that's actually going to lift the World 100%. Cup. You do realise that Lloris... Well, it's Euros this summer, isn't it?
Yeah.
You do realise that you're talking about the guy that's going to lift the European Cup this summer, and you want him gone?
Just because he lifts the European Cup doesn't make him our best goalie.
but at the same time, you don't replace him with the fourth choice England goalkeeper.
If we bought a new goalie and two brilliant centre backs, okay. Would you keep Mourinho? And because he would love that team.
I'd keep Mourinho until we get a replacement. And like I said to you the other week, I don't see a clear replacement. You know, people talking about Rodgers. His team now look rubbish.
Yeah, yeah.
Nagelsmann, whatever.
Can't judge him.
I don't know. I mean, Skriniar. Someone even tweeted me this week. Oh, if we'd have bought Skriniar, I'm like, I've never seen him kick a ball.
No, he's fantastic.
I don't know.
And they're top of the league, but it's different, isn't it? I just think
so. Does Skriniar play every? Because I thought the reason we were after him was because Conte wasn't a fan of his.
But not now. I don't know. I haven't watched, but I know they're.
There you go. No one knows.
But what I'm saying is, we go on a little run now. Look, we've played all the hard games. Arsenal away isn't necessarily a hard game as such because they're below us in the league. So they're not a good side, right? And we've beaten better Arsenal teams over the last 5, 6, 7 years. What I'm saying is we go on a run of 3 or 4 games. We get fifth or sixth with 2 games to go. We're in a cup final. We're in semis of the... It's not... You know, it starts to look good, doesn't it, again?
Of course it does, yeah.
And if you want to play Man City... In the cup, you want to play them with that team, with Mourinho as your manager, because he'll at least he's won it so many times.
Definitely.
He'll tell you what to do. Definitely. I don't want Brendan Rodgers telling me how to win a cup because he's never done it.
Right.
Apart from at Celtic, but that doesn't count.
Right. Final. It doesn't count. You're right. Final. Final question then.
Yeah.
Do you want Levy to come out and say, right? Listen, I've got the stadium. I've done the training ground. I've done my best. I don't think I'm going to carry on. But I might, I'm not sure. To be honest with you, it all depends on the League Cup. If we win the League Cup, then I think, I think we'll stay. I think I'll stay. But to be honest, if we lose the League Cup, I think I've tried all I can and I just can't do any more. So I think I'm going to go. And Enoch have decided they're going to sell up because we can't do any more. And so that's what we're going to do. Would you want us to win the League Cup?
If he said
that. What a question.
Yeah, of course I'd want to win the league. Like, you can't look too far ahead because...
I just want
to look in the moment. I can't look at 6 months.
The reason for the question is that if you think that Enoch have been keeping us back for the last 20 years,
yeah,
which I would say the majority of Spurs fans do, including me to a certain extent. But I don't look at their finances. I've never run a football club. I've never run a business. I mean, you have. So you know all about how to run a football club.
You're saying they've held us back purely based on the fact they haven't invested enough money to buy players. That's what you're basing it on, isn't it?
But I'm basing it on that without looking at a balance sheet and understanding how transfers work. And with the realisation that you buy one player who then gets injured or you buy another player who's pretty rubbish but actually turns out to be amazing, with all that in hindsight. The point is that if you are so ingrained in Enoch out, then this is the point of the question. Enoch out, who do you want in? Anyone. Enoch out, yeah. Enoch out, Enoch, and you tweet and you social media and you constantly bang on about Enoch out. They're terrible. They're awful. And the question is, fine, Enoch will go if we lose this League Cup. Do you want then us to lose it with the thought that, okay, they'll go because they realise they can't do it anymore, and they can't do what they wanted to do. Someone else comes in with the thought that, yeah, someone else will come in and then we'll win leagues and we'll win Champions Leagues and we'll win cups over the next 20 years. So would you sacrifice? Because otherwise, what's the point in saying Enoch out? If you don't think, if you bang on about Enoch out because you think that Enoch have held us back and you think that someone else is going to come in, buy the club, and over the next 20 years, we will win loads of trophies, then why would you want us to win the League Cup if that would be the thing?
So I've never been on the Enoch out bandwagon. I've never looked that far into it. I look as far as, is our manager getting the best out of our squad, and is our manager, has he got the backing, has he got the investment? And the only time I can base that on is when they didn't invest in Poch when he wanted three new players. So based on that, I'd have said, well, get rid of Enoch. But actually, was it Enoch or was it Daniel Levy or who was it? Or were there three players out there that he could have got, but we just didn't get them over the line? We kind of know what Daniel Levy's like because Bruno Fernandes, he didn't want to pay extra. There's a few players you know for a fact who wanted to come to Spurs who didn't. But if we want to push on to that next level, you need investment. That's the answer to that question. You need more investment. So if you want more investment, then you need different owners who are going to invest more. So for us to operate at that next level. What? Who's going to invest?
Yeah.
How do I know?
Well, exactly.
That's what I mean. How do I know? But Amazon is.
So we've talked there about.
Everyone wants Amazon to buy us, don't they? But I think it's. if you go to that next level.
Honestly,
you need to be bull.
I love it. That was the two suggestions I've had when I asked that question.
It's always Amazon.
The company that has made, is it 200 million a day in lockdown? Something like that. So the most profitable company right now, the owner of that, who's, you know, happens to want to step down now because presumably he's got enough trillions.
No, he's not stepping down. He's changing his job title. So let's not. Anyway, right,
so we want the guy that. So that would be good then. So if we could please have the guy that is the wealthiest guy in the world, that'd be nice. Sultan of Brunei would be nice if he could please buy Spurs.
Yeah.
The other one, of course, is Mike Ashley,
but he doesn't invest. He doesn't pay more than £12 million a player.
Who is a massive Spurs fan. And, you know, Sports Direct, I think, probably have done quite well, I presume, because they're still doing all the... So him. Apart from that, someone that loves Spurs and will invest all his money in Spurs. Yes. Have you got a name for me? Oh, there's thousands. Okay. Who? Well, there must be thousands. Well, come forward then.
Yeah.
Levy won't sell for less than 2 billion. Right. Well, how much is Spurs worth then? Because what do you want him to sell it for? Like, you know, couple of thousand. So it's all these questions about, let's live in the real world and what do we actually, if there is a buyer, if tomorrow Sheikh, whoever his name is, Sky Sports News, Sheikh Sanadella has made a bid for Tottenham. I go like that. Yes, please.
Yeah, of course you would.
And only then do we go to Spurs games, or do we go to the stadium and stand outside with placards going Levy out? Because we've actually got a buyer.
There's a lot of football clubs that have had buyers but don't have the right managers or don't have the right player. We're only three or four. We're only three players of a brilliant side. Let's be honest. So someone, you know, we're very buyable, but unfortunately, just getting, who do you then go and get as a manager? It's fair enough being bought.
Right.
That's
the same thing. So you can't get rid of Jose, who's the best manager of our generation, and get Rodgers in just because Leicester have had about a decent 6 months.
Yeah.
You can't get Nagelsmann in just because he's a young guy who makes a lot of sense.
Who, by the way, is always runners up. You know, he's not a winner.
You know,
he's a runner
up. Sherwood was our manager, we'd have both of those guys in. But we've got the best. Jose Mourinho is the best manager. And he's smart. And he surely, the one thing that I loved about Roy Keane's comments at the weekend is when he, at the very end, when he said, Mourinho's the manager. Yeah. He knows more about football than any of us. Yeah. I thought that was a brilliant comment.
Yeah.
Can talk about Spurs being rubbish and Spurs being average all you want, and Jamie Redknapp going, oh, that's full of internationals, and the back and forth. And I agree with pretty much what both guys have said. But at the very end, Roy Keane said, Jose Mourinho knows. He knows more about football than either of us. Yeah. And I was like, absolutely right. And as much as we've not liked the football we've played, I think we've been all over the place in terms of that. Maybe I think Jose's learning as well.
Definitely. I think he's a new he is learning. He's got to do it a new way. He's got different individuals. And you can't go and buy John Terry's anymore and Frank Lampard's and Drogba's. He's got a different type and a checking goal. And, you know, they're a brilliant team. But I think you're right. Look, yes, it's great selling it, but then what do you do? So you've always got to come back to the manager. And the great example is Klopp. You know, someone said the other day, Klopp loses two or three more games in a row, they get rid of him.
They probably will.
But what? I mean, how's that? Come on.
Yeah. So in conclusion...
Yeah,
Levy and Enoch, great. Get rid of them when a buyer comes in. But before that, I, this is clever people, good guys who I've met on social media I've met them at the grounds. They say to me, anyone. And you think, how's that's not an argument. Yeah. That's not.
Yeah,
you can't say. And then the other one is Jose. Oh, you just who? Well, who do you want? Nagelsmann.
Based it's on not, what?
Based on.
You guys. And your second question is based on what? Well, they play great football. Right, not based on he's won titles in three or four different countries, European champions, you know. So it's not based on that. It's based on he plays good football. And that's the big difference.
So, you know, all right. Right, good.
Right, that was good. I liked
it. Prediction for Fulham?
3-0.
3-0. I'm gonna say that... Why don't I say that...
We'll win.
We're
going
to go back to being... It's going to be an awful 0-0.
It won't.
But we'll beat Palace. We've got to beat Palace.
It'll be 3-0. His team's like...
My mate Clive, who I work with, he's a Palace fan, so we've got to beat Palace.
Okay. Well, let's do... We'll pick up next Monday, shall we?
Yeah.
Make it the
Monday
special. See you later. Mo, make sure you play out some Guns N' Roses.
See you later.
See you later. Bye.